Hi, it's Nick. Welcome back to another episode of the Breathing 411. Let's jump straight into this week's four thoughts. The first one is titled Tapping into the Life Force. And here is a quote. The most universal practice for tapping into the life force is really a number of practices: meditation, prayer, reading, journal writing, exercise, that make up the morning rituals that so many people swear by. Rather than preparing you for a single event, like a game, a play, or a public address, the rituals prepare you for the entire day to come. End quote. That is Barry Michaels and Phil Stutz from Coming Alive. And how good is that, right? Except that they left off breathing, which is the number one way to tap into the life force, right? But it's a nice reminder that all of our practices help us tap into our life force as holistic preparation for, as they say, the entire day to come. I love that. It's just so awesome why anyone can do these practices, right? And why it helps everyone, whether you work in business, creative work, sports, anything, right? Doing these practices first thing help you find your unique life force, tap into that, and prepare you for your entire day to come. And with that, we're going to move on to thought number two, which is the benefits of alternate nostril breathing. And here is a quote. This technique provides high-level evidence for positive outcomes for the autonomic nervous and cardiopulmonary systems. There is also high level of evidence regarding improvement in cognitive functioning with regular practice of alternate nostril breathing. End quote. That was in a review published in 2017. And this review found that alternate nostril breathing improved nervous system and heart health. It improved lung function and cognitive ability, suggesting that it is an effective technique for boosting overall health and wellness. So that is awesome to see. As little as, like, I think 5 minutes or 9 cycles a day is enough to at least see some improvements. And as a little PS to this, I just released a Science 411 on this paper in the Breath Learning Center. You can sign up. I have a pay what you can option, so you could sign up for as little as $5 and go read or listen to that now, and plus like a million other papers and books and all these other fun things. So go check it out if you're interested in applying ancient wisdom with modern science to better your life. And with that, I'll stop there. All right, let's move on to thought number three before I go on a tangent. This is a great one. It's just four reminders of the breath's power for brain and mind. And here's a quote, or there's four quotes. Here they are. Here's the first one. The brain, by regulating breathing, controls its own excitability. Here's the next one. In other words, by changing the breath pattern, one can induce a chosen state of mind. Here's the next one. Just as your mind influences the breath, you can influence the state of your mind through the breath as well. So good. And here's the last one. Quote, messages from the respiratory system have rapid, powerful effects on major brain centers involved in thought, emotion, and behavior, end quote. So those are four fantastic quotes from a range of sources you could go check out on the blog. It's so evident how much control we have over our brain and our mindset through the power of the breath. And with that, I'll move on to the fourth and final thought this week. It is called Wash the Brain with This Subtle Fluid. To stick on that brain theme, here's the quote. There seems to be a subtle fluid from humor and fun which penetrates the entire being, bathes all the mental faculties, and washes out the brain ash and debris from exhausted cerebrum and muscles, end quote. And that is Orison Swett Marden from the book, The Joys of Living. So that's just your reminder this week to find some humor and fun to get that metaphorical, subtle fluid and wash out your brain from debris and brain ash this week. So good. All right, with that, let's move on. That's the four thoughts. Let's move on to the one quote for this week. Here it is, quote, the real meaning of simplicity is singling out what is worth living for and then shaping our lives around what matters and letting go of everything else, end quote. And that is Eknath Iswaran, and I get goosebumps just reading that. It's so powerful. The real meaning of simplicity is singling out what is worth living for and then shaping our lives around what matters and letting go of everything else. Thank you, Eknath Eshwaran. So good. All right, let's move on to the one answer for this week. We're sticking with the brain idea. So the category is the brain. The answer is between its more than 86 billion neurons, the human brain has over this many connections. What is 100 trillion connections? That's incredible. I read that in a book called Move. I'll mess up the subtitle, but it's a great book. Go check it out. Move, about movement. I think it was published in 2022, all about the science of how movement affects our brain. Yeah, I'll be sharing a lot from that soon, but I thought that was incredible. 100 trillion connections. That's a lot. And as we've covered in two of these thoughts, right? Breathing and humor can affect all of those. And with that, let's recap this week's thoughts. Remember to tap into your life force to prepare you for your entire day to come through breathing, reading, meditation, prayer, gratitude. You know, the list goes on and on. Remember the benefits of alternate nostril breathing to improve lung health, to improve heart health, to improve nervous system health and cognitive function. Remember four reminders of the breath's power for the brain. There's lots of them, but that first one, the brain, by regulating breathing, controls its own excitability, is my favorite and so powerful. And that was from a quote in a paper about rodents. So yeah, I mean, you got to take what you can with breathing around here. Anyways, that's a cool quote. And remember to wash your brain with the subtle fluid of humor and fun this week. And as always, thank you for listening. If you're interested in a path to lasting change, check out the Breath Learning Center, where we integrate ancient wisdom with modern science to do just that. You get daily wisdom meditations, science and book reviews, workshops, guided practices, all there for you to enjoy at your own pace as you need it. I gather, right? You grow. I gather all the materials, all the quotes, all the just brightest people on the planet, their wisdom, and you apply it in what way is right for you. So you can get started with that immediately if you are interested. And again, yeah, just thank you so much for listening. I got a mild case of food poisoning yesterday, and this is my last day to record it, so I had to. And I'm recording it always cheers me up, right? I've been laying in bed. As you know what happens with food poisoning. And so getting out, making myself get up to record this has cheered me up. So thank you for listening, and I will see you next week.